بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I again am your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and we welcome you back to another one of our short reminders. We want to talk to you today about a whole nother aspect of looking at al-istighfar, or seeking forgiveness, or asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. For a long period of time, we've been taught when you think or you realize that you did something wrong, say astaghfirullah. Say, oh Allah, I ask you to forgive me. But this isn't the only time in which we say astaghfirullah, or that we seek Allah's forgiveness by any way, by any action, by any statement. But rather, it's imperative to every one of us, each and every one of us, that we make this istighfar all of the time. We're constantly asking Allah to forgive us, because we're always falling short. I was going to say sinning, but as to not to offend anyone and have anyone take it the wrong way, we're always falling short. We're always being negligent of our responsibilities. Thus, we should always be asking Allah's forgiveness. And yes, we ask Allah's forgiveness so that He has mercy upon us, and inshallah He won't punish us. But also know a lot of other good will come from you making it a regular practice and make it still fall. A lot of good will come out of this. For example, look in Surah Al-Hud, which is Surah number 11, verse number 3, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَإِنْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and if you seek the forgiveness of your Lord and repent to Him, He will let you enjoy a good provision for a specified term. So here Allah Ta'ala, He ties in, you're seeking forgiveness and repenting to Him allowing you to enjoy a good provision, that Allah Ta'ala, He will provide for you and give you good. He says, وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. He says, and He will give every doer of good His good, or every doer of favor His favor. So here Allah Ta'ala, He explains to us, and He's telling you, oh my slave, if you seek Allah's forgiveness, if you seek my forgiveness, and you repent, then He says that Allah Ta'ala will give you a good provision and allow you to enjoy that. And He will give each doer of good their good, or His good. But He warns you, He says, but if you turn away, He says, وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. He says, but if you turn away, then indeed I fear for you the punishment of a great day. Turn away from what? Turn away from seeking Allah's forgiveness and repenting to Him. So again, seeking Allah's forgiveness will bring about a lot of good for you in this life and the hereafter. But oh boy, turning away from it could lead to your destruction. And as we said in the beginning, it's imperative that we constantly keep on our tongues al-istighfar, that we make a lot of istighfar out of the course of the day, so that we receive good and so we stay away from punishment. And again, this is Surah Al-Hud, verse number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us why it's so important. We don't just make istighfar because we feel as though we sinned. We take the example of the best of creation. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in one narration said he used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 70 times a day. And in another narration, over 100 times a day. All of this, making istighfar, brought about a lot of good. And if we're really upon his sunnah, if we're really upon his way, we would be trying to seek istighfar a lot more often than we do. And if you think about it, the majority of us, we may say astaghfirullah out of the course of the day, out of habit. But how many times do we really seek Allah's forgiveness? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are repentant for our shortcomings, all of them. The ones we know of, the ones we don't. Allahumma ameen. And istighfar is very important, especially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his mercy upon you. When Allah has showed you his favor. Look in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 58. When Allah ta'ala, he commanded the people, he says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَقُولُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَكُلُّ حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنُزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this verse, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ, he says, and when he told the people, and when we told you to enter into this qarya, this town, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا, he says, and eat bountifully therein with pleasure and delight wherever you want to. He says, وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا, he says, and enter into the gate in prostration. And what does Allah say here? He says, وَكُلُّ حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ, he says, and say, forgive us, and we shall forgive you of your sins. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and we will increase the reward for the good doers. So once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his bounty on the people, and he told them to enter into Jerusalem, he told them, go ahead in and eat. Eat from what we provided you, whatever you want, and enjoy it. But he commanded them to enter into the gate in prostration and asking for forgiveness. This is after Allah had put all of this bounty, all of this reward, given them all of this good. He says, go into the gate prostrating and ask for forgiveness. And he didn't just say ask for forgiveness and khalas, that's what it is. But he said ask for forgiveness and what? He says, and I'm going to do you a favor. He said, I'm going to forgive you for your sins. And those who are good doers, I'll increase their reward. He's already given them good, but he's going to not only forgive them for their sins because they asked for it, but he's going to increase their reward. So we need to wipe this idea that we have in our heads that we only ask for forgiveness when we feel as though we sin. We ask for forgiveness at all times. Whether we realize that we're falling short, whether we don't realize it, and especially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed his favor upon us. And if we do this, Allah will give us increase. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we sit and we take some time out every day. If we're not going to do it all throughout the course of the day, take some time out every day and make istighfar. And ask Allah to forgive us. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our shortcomings. And watch the change that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about in your lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst al-mustaghfirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are seeking his forgiveness and repenting to him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us for all of our shortcomings and sins and enter us into his grace, yawm al-qiyamah. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.